And we are
Blog
live.
Talk Radio.
All right. Well, basically, this is an episode to get back into the game. Got a few callers coming in. We're basically just going to talk about, I guess, some of the hottest topics. Try to keep it positive because lately it's hard to get on social media without a bunch of fucking bullshit. A lot of negativity. And we're just going to try to keep it light. Let's keep it on to the nerdy things. And the nerdy things include, yes, where it's usually considered nerdy, comic books, sci-fi, and all that type of stuff. People got to really understand that if you've got a whole repository full of knowledge in your mind about sports or whatever, it's still nerdism. It's still nerdism. It's a mythology. It's basically a compendium of knowledge that ultimately does not affect your life, but is ultimately healthier than heroin. I could say that. So I'm waiting for a few callers to come in. I'm basically, you know, like I said, we're going to keep it light. You know, basically how it's cool to be a nerd now. It's definitely not cool to be a gangster or something that's not worthwhile. Okay, we got our first caller in. Howdy doody, who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, this is JR.
Oh, this is JR. What's going on, man?
Hey.
Like I said before, I was giving a little introduction. We're just going to try to keep it light tonight, I guess. You know, we don't have too much time. And I was basically just going to get into how it's basically cool to be a nerd now. You know, and a few decades ago, you know, you used to get beat up for it. And now it's ultimately, it's trending. It's very strange. We also got another caller coming in. I'm going to bring him in as well. Why not? But, yeah, JR, how are you doing?
Hey, all right. Hey, speaking of how it's not cool being a gangster anymore. Did you hear about that rapper Rondo Number 9?
No, I'm not too familiar. Was he on like the XXL magazine thing or something?
Probably not. I think these like kids from Chirac are too demonic for that. But yeah, him and his homeboy killed a cab driver, and they each one got 38 years and one got 39 years. So it's definitely not cool to like do what you rap about.
No, I really feel like with the introduction of gangster rap, people felt like they had to live what were the fantasies within their mind just to prove themselves or something, as opposed to it just being an art form and a form of expression, and I find that very dangerous.
Yeah, I think a lot of the artistic aspect has been thrown out, but I think you're kind of seeing like a backlash and like a renaissance of new artists, you know, doing more artistry and creative things.
Yeah, definitely.
And Bruno, may I say something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We also introduced a new caller. I'm not sure who I just added in. Hi, new
My
caller,
name is
third person.
Mick T.
Mick T, yes. Yeah.
That's what I'll go ahead and call myself. But my thing is this. I do believe in what you're saying. And I'm an old 90s rap type person, Biggie and Tupac and all that. And it wasn't about
Well, you're in the right
grills.
Place.
It wasn't about grills and you know, all the flaming and fab and glory of it. It was about doing what you believed in and speaking up for yourself more than anything. So don't get me wrong. I was casted as a nerd as a kid, but at the same time, I was an outcast. So I didn't
right.
fit in with the nerds, nor did I fit in with the gangsters, but I was right in the middle.
Yep.
And I just try to teach my kids that, you know what, I'd rather you be nerds than and be smart and go to college. You know, do something good with yourself or society. Be productive. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind them listening to any kind of music they want to, as long as at the end of the day, they do what's right for themselves.
Well, that fits right along with what we were saying earlier about how it's basically cool to be a nerd now. And even somebody who has like an you know, I'm not sure if you caught this, somebody who has like a huge repository of knowledge just about like sports history or something. That's also a form of a nerd, honestly. Because I feel like it is a healthy obsession, as opposed to, you know, getting into drugs or doing something fucking silly. But
well, they say fantasy football is just Dungeons and Dragons for jocks.
You said something about Revenge of the Dragon?
I know, like fantasy football is just, you know, Dungeons and Dragons for jocks.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, it basically is. Yeah. And, you know, I don't really see much wrong with that.
Don't get me wrong. I love my football. I'm a football person, but I don't play FanDuel. I don't do all that. Even though I could probably make money off of it, I don't believe in it. But that's just my opinion.
It is just another form of gambling, I suppose.
For sure. But don't get me wrong. I'll play poker any day of the week. But I don't.
Hey.
I don't take it that far. But
technology has made it a little bit easier with Pokemon Go. That's all I've seen on my newsfeed lately. It's just Pokemon Go.
My son loves it.
Yeah, I got stuck into it.
Yeah, I think it's honestly pretty awesome. I'm the only thing I'm worried about is people while they're driving. Now, I've heard from a friend that this is based off an older model of a game that got pretty popular, but definitely not as popular as Pokemon. But the Pokemon Go formula basically made it a little bit easier so you don't end up crashing into somebody's freaking house or something while you're driving and trying to catch these monsters and shit.
Yeah, I can't wait to catch them next to some of the junkies at the bus stop.
What?
I've been really enjoying like walking around like all the seedy parts of town, like trying to catch them all in like the shittiest parts of town I can.
Hey, maybe they'll make new friends. Listen, let's keep it positive because I hope these motherfuckers don't get robbed for their smartphones.
Like half the kids at the bus stop are using it.
I had a little kid today. I was in 7-Eleven. I had a little kid today try to grab my cell phone off my hip. How about that?
Damn. That's
Jesus.
Crazy.
And it did not involve Pokemon Go?
Not at all.
He was trying to be
a Pokemon and go.
Damn.
Poke my pocket and go.
Yeah.
No,
but,
and that's real talk. That's real talk.
Dude, the kids are the craziest. They have, like, no idea about, like, repercussions yet in life. So they just do crazy
and
shit.
And this kid might have been 10 years old. I turned around and grabbed him by the shirt because he tried to grab my phone off my hip. And literally, I turned around and I grabbed his chest. And I thought, like, I was like, oh, kid's older than you are. Hold on. Let me let you go. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of trouble.
That's my first thought. But then again, my second thought was, hold on. You just tried to steal my freaking $200 cell phone. Are you killing? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I kind of want to bring this back though to basically
back
the value
the
of being a the value of being a nerd, or basically what it means is being smart and knowledgeable about other things, you know. And I really do appreciate the fact that you said, you know, you like to promote, you know, like back in the day, if somebody was really into like rollerblading or really into Dungeons and Dragons or something like that, that might be ostracized by their friends and even their family or something like that. Nowadays, it's a lot different. And both of you are older than me, so I guess I would ask y'all, how have y'all noticed like the last, like, you know, I guess 10 or 15 years, what it means to be a nerd?
When I went to Comic Con in the 90s, I never told anybody about it when I was in high school and I went to Comic Con. Now it's like everybody brags if they go to Comic Con.
Yeah, now you want to be the person at the Comic Con.
It's a big thing. You're right. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
After, you know, what Sheldon and everybody else came out on it, it's a big thing. Don't get me wrong. It made it popular. Don't get me wrong. I've been a comic book collector since I was a kid, okay, and I believe in it, and I've like when my kids were young, I take them to
and
the
again,
comic book store.
And again, that's just one example, you know.
You know, and but at the same time, yeah, I mean, I believe in passing it on to your children. And
yeah, that really
whatever.
Got me into reading. My dad had me reading comics at an early age, and he's just like, as long as you're reading something.
Exactly. I agree
yeah,
with you.
True
I agree
that,
with you 100%.
True that, definitely. You know, it's basically, you know, like sending somebody to the gym. If you like somebody's spending all their time reading, I mean, there's definitely working out their mind and their imagination. And I mean, what's really to hate about that?
I agree. I mean, my son,
deep topic too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was that, JR?
Oh, the comic books can get into some like deep topics and issues too. And
yeah.
It's definitely
oh, absolutely.
A lot of your titles.
Well, that's the thing
I
that
agree
some
with
people
you,
don't. Grasp, I think, is that they don't look at comic books as a form of literature. You know, they don't really look at it as some people still just look at it as something as for children or something, which is not the case.
No, and comics started years and years and years ago. You know, when it started, it was
years
meant,
ago, honestly.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when it was mainstream, it was more for the adults to calm down and take them ease off of work. I mean, that's what it was meant for. Give you a joke, a laugh. You know, that's what the comics in the newspapers.
Oh, like pulp
you know,
comics.
Before, yeah, before
pulp
it was
comics.
Actually comic books. You know, because, I mean, the newspapers started comics well before comic books came out.
Oh, yeah, the old strips and back
right.
In the day, yeah, the first.
When, well, they were jokes
yeah,
and
yeah, like
shit
old
like
comic
that when it first started, but whatever, yeah. I mean, that's where it first started, but it was just to give you the funny laugh and, hey, then now you're going to go work for whatever many hours, you know, depending on where you work.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's exactly what my father would do. He'd come home from work and then read, like, 5 to 10 comic books.
Yeah, ain't nothing
probably,
wrong
like,
with that.
It probably prevented him from, like, beating all of us, you know?
Cool. Hey, JR,
you know,
what kind of comic books did he show you, if you don't mind me asking?
I was reading like Fantastic Four and Uncanny X-Men and
oh, a lot
like,
of Marvel.
All the classics when I was a kid, he would show me at the.
That's all Marvel.
And then you know, I was at the age
and
where,
MK. Mm-hmm. What kind of comic books were you introduced as a child? Introduced
me
to as
personally,
a child?
I was more a DC person, but I got my kids into the more
oh wow,
the, new,
I chose
newer,
the right people.
I'm sorry, keep going. Yeah, I put my kids on the new Ant-Man series, so I started buying them all those since they first came out, like, what, almost a year ago. So they've got almost the first series, and then the movie came out and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, I grew up on comics. I mean, I love it. I'm a Batman fan.
Well, it's honestly a very, very human thing. We need our mythology, and it's, you know, a lot of these comic book heroes are our new mythology. Just to let y'all know, we only have about 90 seconds left.
Oh, okay.
So I was basically just saying, I feel like we're witnessing a new renaissance, sort of. At the same time, politically and socio-politically, it seems like, you know, things are spiraling downwards. And everybody seems to be so negative. But I'm looking at our new interest into our modern mythology. And it just seems like things are progressing positively just as much as they are negatively.
And can I say one thing, Bruno?
Yeah,
go for it.
We got about 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, real quick, I look for my past heroes to strive for my future heroes, and I'll be done.
That's good. JR, you got anything to say, bro?
Well, I think there's going to be like such a backlash to all this negativity. It's like with one extreme, there's going to be another extreme, and it's going to be cool to rap about doing your homework soon.
Absolutely. Yes, I have noticed that in culture-wise, and especially in the music. Like, got 10 seconds. All right.
Hey,
maybe we can continue this conversation another time, fellas.
I appreciate
your opinion. We gotta go. Peace.
I have a lot of praise for Texas.